T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time once again for our most popular segment, all about helping those people that have been ghosted. It's called Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Paul.
Hey,
hi, Paul.
Hey, guys.
All right. What happened and who did you wrong?
Well, I went out with this girl named Lisa that I met on Match. We actually went on a couple dates and texted a bunch, and it was great. Like about a month back and forth. And I just stopped hearing from her. And, you know, your brain kind of gets ahead of you, and you're like, I don't know what happened. Nothing happened on the dates. Nothing was said. Like right. Politics, nothing weird came up.
So what did you come up with? Like, what was the thing that you ultimately decided was the reason she hasn't called you back?
The best I can do is we have a mutual friend, because I kind of Facebook stalked her a little bit, and I found out that a buddy of mine that I went to college with knows her. Well, I guess I'm just concerned because, like, my buddy thinks that I sort of had a reputation of being a player, kind of like, you know, a dog in college, which was not really true. But he likes to joke that I was. And so I'm just worried that maybe he said something to her to kind of, like, turn her away. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's sort of driving me crazy.
I've dealt with this. Being a ladies man like I am, Sarah.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I've had to assure many women that I'm not a player.
And it worked out.
You're not a player.
No, I'm not a player. There's nothing about me that's a player,
wait,
actually.
Just repeat that one more time. You were never in your life a player.
No, never.
Okay.
Not soccer, not baseball. Well, Paul has given us Lisa's number, so we're going to call in and see if we can get to the bottom of this and find out what went wrong, okay?
Thanks, Paul.
Hello?
Hello, is this Lisa?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne. We host the morning show on Mix 94.7, and we're right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We're trying to help out Paul, who contacted us because he said that you have gone out on several dates together, and he just has not heard from you. So we're like, well, let us call her mm-hmm. and see if she'll talk to us.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hi.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. Hey. Just that awkward sigh.
I'm good. How are you?
This is great.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Paul, can you just hang on for a quick second?
What do we do? Talk to her privately?
Yeah, we'll put him on hold. Hey, Lisa?
Hey.
I get the feeling like you're reluctant to talk in front of him. Is it something that you're more inclined to discuss with us if you know that he's not listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Not listening in real time.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Right. Okay. It's such a crazy situation. I did go on a date with him. I was on Match. I have since deleted my profile because, let me just say it, I recently found out that I'm pregnant.
With his kid?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay. I was like, oh my gosh.
No. Oh, okay.
I was like, this dude's
I'm like, you
die.
Need to talk to him.
Alex's voice went up 12 octaves.
I was like, wow.
No. It's such a crazy situation. It's with my ex that I hooked up with one last time.
Oh, boy.
You know, I thought it was just going to be dead, and I didn't even think about it, and I met this new guy, and I like him. I do. I do like him. We had a great time. We had great conversation. It was good chemistry, but he's not going to want to date me if I'm pregnant.
Who knows, but you have a lot going on.
Seriously, like, the last thing you want to worry about is dating.
Yeah,
but
should she tell him?
Awkward.
But don't you feel like as a guy, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I don't care. And then you're going to be like,
no.
Never mind, I do.
I know what I would do as a guy, and it's not what you want to hear.
But there are some guys,
dude,
that would say, hey, I really like you. And, you know, it is what it is.
Mm.
I would say that's the minority.
Thank you for laughing, Sarah, and breaking the ice.
At least he could make that decision on his own, right?
Should we tell him, or should he just listen to his back?
I mean, just listen back.
I can't put him on the spot, so awkward.
Can I put you on hold now, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, I know this is weird.
Don't tell
this
him.
This might be the weirdest
thing. And congratulations,
thing.
By
yes.
the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm so sorry. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Ta-da. She's pregnant. If you're happy, we're happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you happy?
Yeah, yeah. Good. It's just a surprise, but I.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course.
We'll take care of him for you.
All right,
yeah. You go live your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere.
Oh, don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
yet.
Don't
Sorry.
Live your life yet.
Don't live your life. Yeah, hold on.
Wait a minute, and then start living your life. All right, hang on. Hey, Paul. This is the most awkward situation ever. I just feel like maybe this is something that we better not get in the middle of.
Totally.
So, if you want to log on to mix947.com.
You can listen to this back later.
Listen back to this later.
No, I'll post it.
Yeah, I don't think it's our business
no.
to.
It's not
no,
you.
It
is
no, no,
already.
Dude,
it's not you.
Nothing to
it has
you.
Has absolutely nothing to do with you.
It's all good. It's just awkward.
Seriously.
And none of our business.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I know, weird, but thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Good luck. All right.
Oh, man. Bye. This is a first.
Okay. Back to Lisa. Hang on. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Thanks for being honest. I bet that was a huge relief to get that off your chest.
Oh, it is, because I didn't know what to say to him. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out. Well, good luck, okay?
Yeah.
Is this your first?
It is. It
oh.
is. It's the most beautiful thing in the whole wide world. I'm going to tell you, I've never been so happy in my life as I am as a father. I'm going to start tearing up right now.
Oh, my God. Hey, by the way, hopefully you work it out with your ex.
Yeah. You need to tell the world about that.
Oh, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.